Hey, who are you?
Hi, I'm Rajesh.
Hi, Rajesh. So what do you do at Microsoft?
I test.
Sorry?
I test.
You test?
Yeah, I get.
So what do you test?
I get paid to break things.
So you get to test like the Xboxes, break them and test if they are...
Now the Xboxes, we test the new, we test the internal application that we did.
Okay.
Primarily we jump to the new technology.
Okay.
We have with the recon, these are like we used to do recon.
Right. SQL Server.
SQL Server 2005. We test applications only.
Okay.
I primarily take care of automation part.
Okay.
So it's a fun job.
Okay. So do you actually have some crash test dummies or something?
No. I wish we had. We could really ask. Okay. So I go about automating the testing for this.
Okay.
Because a large part of these things are repetitive. And in the current scenario, devs can throw so much complexity at a test, which will keep him busy for 5 days. A dev in 1 day throws as much complexity on the test, which will keep him busy for 5 days or 3 days. With a tool, dev tool that MS is developing, a dev throws out so much of complexity at test. So, automation is the answer, yes, but we are not stopping at that point. Automation is good, but not smart enough. We are looking at something more than that. So, we are currently looking at model-based testing and trying and building a model-based testing framework, which will help us automate, or rather intelligently automate our testing.
Okay, okay.
Okay, what model-based testing is like, we have a finite state machine. Each application is defined in number or the state, and you have rules which actually say which action moves it to what state. Now, the combinatorial explosion that the test is going to face will be, you have say around 5 or 6 actions that can happen and each driver can drive it to 5 or 6 different states. A combination of all this actually is
okay. Tell me, Rajesh, how is it working at Microsoft? How long have you been here and what does it take to become a tester at Microsoft?
Seriously. I've been in Microsoft for 6 months now. Okay. And how does it feel? Cool. Currently I'm like a kid in a candy store, having my fill of all the technology. And it's cool, it's fun basically. You work, you play, you party, and everything is gelled fine. There's no...
Sounds like an ideal life.
Yeah. Ideal life.
So what do you recommend people if they want to become a tester at Microsoft? What kind of stuff should they get their hands dirty with?
Okay. First, learn to code.
Okay.
Okay, this is, I don't know, in Microsoft, there's no difference between a dev and a tester.
Okay, so you're saying if you want to fix the problem, first learn how to make the problem?
Yes. Unless you know how you can screw it up, you can't fix it. Okay. More than that, jokes apart, typical I have seen that at least in the company that I have worked with, this test kind of says, okay, yeah, test, you don't need to code.
Right.
But at MS, it's a totally different thing. It's basically just a difference in your type tools that you have, that you are a test and use a test. This way all of your I should know how to code.
Okay.
Learn .NET, C#. I would say lots of .NET, lots of C#. He's
okay.
Pretty good at that. Learn basics of testing. confidence.
And the most important part?
The most important part, think out of the box.
Okay.
You need to be extremely creative at times. You need to be creative, you need to look at problems in a different manner.
Mm-hmm.
Look at things for not what they are, but what they can be.
Okay.
Because that's where the problem is. See, whenever you look at things for what they are, you just see what they are. You don't see what they can be. And a test main job is to see what they can be and what they can be if they get back.
Right.
Yeah. So that's primarily a test job. So don't look at things for what they are, what they can be. .NET, lots of it. C#, lots of it. And what else? You know, I never really thought of what it takes to come in MS.
So how did you get there? Tell us your story.
Okay. I'll put a little background here. I did about some amount of development in assembly. I did some amount of development in C++. Kind of getting bored doing development. So I moved to test.
Okay.
That's what I found it more interesting. You get to see different technologies, you see different applications, different types, you see different designs.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually pulled me into testing and how I got to MS. MS, okay, just one afternoon I got a call that, okay, we have an opening at MS. Would you like to be interviewed?
Wow.
I said, fine. They said, can you come to Pune?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm basically from Bombay.
Okay.
I said,
that's good. So am I.
So, they said, can you come to Pune? I said, okay, I can come, but it's kind of too short a notice. They said, next day morning.
Okay.
And this was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
Okay. So, I said, okay, I'll try and make it. And then, after 2 hours, I got a call again. He said, no, we have a slight change in plans. We are coming to Bombay.
Wow.
It's better. Oh, man, it's good.
Talk about eating, having your cake and eating it too.
My current manager, he came to Bombay. So he was the first round of interview. So, man, it was a fun interview. You know that I never felt I was giving an interview. He just asked me, okay, testing, he asked me a couple of basic questions, then he asked me about automation, and that really, it was kind of listening, and then I started talking. I told them about the framework, how, what happens, and all this kind of stuff. So that's it, that lasted for around 1.5 hours. After that, okay, so 3 days or 4 days after, I get a call. Can you come over to Hyderabad?
Okay.
I have a second round of interview.
Mm-hmm.
So, good. So I came in the morning and that was like high miles of interview.
Okay.
It was grueling. grueling in the sense for the length of it, but apart from that, it was like fun. One thing what I liked the most was what they tried and evaluated for your passion,
okay,
for your technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the most important thing, they looked for the value. And this was
right.
Typically, would you fit into the MS value structure? Believe me, not many. I did not look at those values as MS values, I look at them more as generic values, which I think
life values.
Yeah, every human being should have those values.
Okay.
It's not very specific to MS. If you are a good human being, you need to have those values, because you can't exist without them.
Okay.
So, that's it.
That's fantastic. That's what it takes to be at Microsoft.
Yes.
Be a good human being.
Yes,
and learn how to code and be curious.
Be creative. Creative is first.
Okay.
Okay, I'll put it. MSLU, creative, and code.
Okay.
In that order.
Okay. That's great. Thanks so much. I think this is fantastic meeting you.
Okay.
And online, who are you guys?
Hi, this is Vijay Singh.
Hi, Vijay.
Okay. Along with me is Rajesh Pathak.
Hi.
Hi, Rajesh. So tell me more about what you guys do at Microsoft.
We do a lot of work. Currently working together on a project on automation of UI testing.
Okay.
And we are using an internal Microsoft framework called MAUI.
Uh-huh.
And this project is done on VSTS completely. And this guy is the best lead, he's driving the project.
Okay.
So Rajesh, what do you want to speak about on the project?
Project is very cool. We are using internal tools, voice, and VSTS is another cool platform. Actually, it's convergence of self, test, and PM. So it's a very cool. It's a cool tool, basically. That's all I can say about that. Now, started out with we're trying to build a framework. When we said, we try to reinvent the wheel and get something which we already have, reuse, and then build on top of that. This one, I started struggling with the idea. And the whole thing took off from there. Vijay can tell you how I have been struggling him.
So we basically decided to pilot it on three projects. Three internal applications which are there. It's management, royalty, and settling.
Okay.
And I was a senior dev in management. And this is the one for leading the development effort of the network. So we already finished the first phase of automating the management testing. And using VSTS was quite a good experience, and we are using everything which is new in VSTS. Like we are using the source test system, and all the devs are quite happy about switch check-ins and check-outs, especially. The management is a web application, and it's very good to see like the machine doing the testing itself.
Okay.
It opens the application, clicks around on the buttons, compares the data from the backend, and gives you the results. So we have automated around 100 test cases. So you just click on a button and run it, and it will give the results in a database.
That's it.
I'll tell something more about the design meeting that we had.
Hello. It's actually, the design started on paper, but it never finished there. We had to start coding before the design finished.
Okay.
This is not a typical, I won't call it a good project in terms of using SDLC and all those things. So we started coding, and once the framework was ready, then we did the design document later on.
Okay.
Yeah. And the developers we hired for this team were like, they're all rookies. None of them had any experience before. So I had particularly very tough time guiding them through. So we had a lot of weekends sitting over here. And just because it's very interesting, it's quite fun.
That's typical of any MS project, right?
Yes, I can say that with
the camera. No, I'll edit that part.
No, basically what happens is, it's not just the hours that you put in, you're free whether you put in the hours or you're not, you don't put in the hours.
Uh-huh.
But then it's the passion that drives all of us. Nobody actually comes up and says, okay, you need to stand back late now. Then you have something really new in front of you, you're not really, what couple of people, do you want to stand back?
Yeah, generally if you come around 1 in the night on a Saturday, you might find one of us here. Yeah?
At 3 o'clock, the pool table is still busy.
3 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
Wow.
And just talking about weekend night. Yeah.
And lots of caffeine flowing?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing more we can say about that.
It's a lot of fun, you know. Currently, the work that we're doing is not actually work for us. It's fun. it's more of fun than work. So
you don't really feel like, okay, we are bound by like 40 hours a week or 8 a day or something. We are free for it. So basically it's fun.
Your teams are basically passionate about what they do. So it doesn't really matter what you're doing, and it's all about having fun.
That's one of the most important criteria, you know. You need to be very passionate about what you do.
Right.
It goes beyond the level of work or a job for us. It is kind of a...
it's a universe. We just keep learning here, and it feels so nice to work on something which we know that no one will be touching in, like, at least for 6 months. So, we already have those, and we get the opportunity to give nice feedback to the development team of ESGA, for example, some new feature requests, and if your request is like taken aboard, then that's just great news to us. And we point out the bugs. So we are the first users of Microsoft applications in MSIT.
Wow.
And that's good enough to keep us going the way we are.
That's great. Anything else you want to add?
Not on the project now.
Okay, so you guys seem to be the among the young developers out here. So tell me, what do you do outside of Microsoft? How is life in Hyderabad? How is the pubbing scene here? How is the nightlife here?
Nightlife is actually much better than what I expected. And the city itself and the weather, everything turned out to be more than what I was expecting when I came here first. And there are plenty of places, and I think me and Rajesh have seen almost all of them.
Okay.
Yep.
So where should we head out tonight?
I'm going to, there's a nice thing called Touch.
Okay.
And it's a great atmosphere there. You can buy your drinks. They're not cheap, mind you. It's like more expensive than what you get in US or Australia.
Wow. So how much does a bottle of beer cost?
A bottle of beer should be around 450 rupees. That should turn out to be $10.
Wow, that is expensive.
Yep, and you have to pay around 1,000 rupees to enter the place.
Okay,
and
so what does this place have?
Nothing. Just drinks, and you see nice chicks, and... it's basically money spent. More than that.
Basically, okay, is there the office hours, as we call it, either we are like going out, talking, or like biryani, Hyderabad.
Biryani, you were talking about biryani, so which is the best place here for biryani?
I'm not sure because I'm not
the... No, it may be the best one, the best one according to you.
According to me, it should be Ori, Midnight Biryani in Banjara Hills.
I think it's Paradise.
Paradise is pretty well known here. I've been told about Paradise as well.
Paradise is good. Good.
I haven't been there. So.
You need to be.
And also...
Kubani.
Kubani
Kamika.
That's supposed to be another yum delicacy here.
Yum. Whichever place you have it, it's good.
Okay.
First time I came here, we have a project code named Kubani. I was thinking like, okay, what's Kubani? Then I went to, somebody told me it's a sweet dish. Okay, we have a whole project named after it. Let me then have it. And that was the day, and today is the day. Whenever I had a chance, I ordered Kubani. Kubani and ice cream.
That's great. So does it work this way? The cost goes by places like, Chicago or whatever it is, Longhorn, and in India, it is about the food items and...
It's about anything, any nice name you can come up with. For example, our test automation we are talking about, the code name is Rex.
Rex.
Yeah, Rex for automation testing. And they're sitting like Rex in the night, working on the project.
The second part of that project that I told you, Kubani, his name is going to be named as Double Kamisha.
Double Kamisha.
So we have a lot of sweet fruits around here.
That's great, that's fantastic. So I hope you guys go and party tonight.
Not tonight.
Because I am. Okay, thanks guys.
Thank you.